It's Sunday evening, and it's time now for the grand finale of the Better Health Radio Show. We have a young lady here who's going to be the host of your show. Somebody was trying to get hold of me during the week, and this continued. I think this morning that same person woke me up with the excitement I could hear in her voice with regards to the show that was going to be held this evening. I believe that person is Dr. Renee Boyce. Good evening to you, Doc.
Hi, good evening, Grayson. I did not know that I woke you up. I'm
That's
terribly
quite all right.
Sorry.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. That's all right.
I'm always excited. I am always excited about the Better Health Radio Show. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Better Health Radio Show, helping you to live your best life. I don't know if it sounds different to you who are listening, but I'm in studio.
More excitement there for you.
Yes, as Grayson said, this is our last show for the year, and this is our quiz show. So let's lay a few ground rules before we begin. Anybody can call in, whether this is the first time you're listening to the show or you listen every week. There are 41 questions, and this year we have 19 prizes to give away. So you have an almost 50% chance of getting a prize by calling in. We have to run a very tight ship this afternoon because we are expecting to have a broadcast by the Minister of Health a little later on, around 7 o'clock, I'm told. So we really do have to keep things ship-shape. Now, with respect to collecting your prizes, we want you to get into contact with me. My number is 248-0434. So those persons who have won a prize, you will give me a call and we will arrange for you to get your prize collected, to hook you up with those persons who have donated prizes. And of course, we'll go through the kind sponsors for this evening's prizes.
And you should inform them right off the bat that there's a reason for them calling you prior to collection, because when you do call, of course, you'll give her your name and you'll give her your ID number as well, so that when you do come and the arrangement is made between yourself and a good doctor to collect the prize, that everything will match back up when you do come, your name and your ID number.
Yes, because right. We don't want the wrong John Brown to pick up.
Or Greg Stixie.
Yes, you know that there's more than one of him. Right, so unless there are any questions, on your marks, get set.
And somebody's calling already. I wonder if they know the question. Go ahead, Doc.
Let's go. Let's take this call.
All right. Let's go. Let's take this call.
Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Good evening.
Okay. Remember to turn your radio down when you give us a call in the studio so that we don't get that feedback. You have the choice of numbers from 1 to 41. Go ahead and choose a number.
Number 24.
Name 5 symptoms of diabetes.
5 symptoms of diabetes. First, that needs to be added, 5 symptoms.
Well, you're going well.
Pardon me?
You're going well.
That's one.
So, 4
third.
To go.
Third.
Yes.
I should know these because
thirst, tiredness. Think about the public service ads, what they tell you to look out for.
You got 30 more seconds.
Yes.
Sleepiness could be one.
Well, you called tiredness, so we won't be able to take that one.
Circulation problem.
All right, I'll give you that one.
You are so mean.
I'll give you that one.
If you can see me looking at her like, yes, give it to her, give it to her.
All right, so that's three.
That's three.
Blood sugar.
What about the blood sugar?
Your blood sugar level.
What about it?
It's high. Okay,
good.
Yes.
That's
so
four.
One more.
One more.
And One more.
Yes, one more. Pardon?
Could have like cholesterol or sleepiness would come under
tiredness. You've worked so hard for this.
I can do some begging for you.
All right, since you're our first caller, since you didn't even know the questions and you decided to jump in, we're going to give you the prize. So what you have won is one soap set from Ambrosia's Glow. Ambrosia's Glow, make natural a part of your daily routine. And the number there is 249-4758. So this is in the bag, very well packed, bright green bag for the season. You get two natural soaps. You get a scrub and a hotel size. You know, when you see the soaps in the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with you. Yeah.
Right, and the little cream. So... what we will ask you to do is just stay on the line, and Grayson is going to take your details.
No, she's going to call. Forget, she's going to call you. She's going to call you.
Oh, right.
Right. She's going. Here's what you do, Mama. Now you have to note this number down, which the good doctor will give you.
Okay, I'm going to let somebody. I have to turn and believe that somebody will take this number for me.
Okay, but the whole Grayson. The other thing is, but you're going to have to take the names and so on off air. Yes.
All right. Okay. All right.
You don't want your name on air?
Well, you can give us your first name.
You're sure it's okay to take your name on air, right?
On your first name. Yes, Ermine.
All right, so that's Ermine.
You see, the reason why I say that is because it's much easier. If you give us your name on air, that's all we give us, your name. We will give you the number that the good doctor needs to give you. When you call her, because you have to call her so that y'all can arrange how you're going to get the prize, you see?
Yeah.
And when you call her, then you will give her your ID number so that when you do collect it, after the arrangement is made, you can present the ID and everything is okay.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So listen for the number.
248-248-04-3434.
You got it?
248.
Yes.
0434.
That is correct.
Okay.
Right. So don't forget, you have to contact the good doctor at that number, and you will tell her that your name is Ermine, and then she will arrange with you after getting your ID number when you can come and collect your prize or how you will get your prize. You with me?
Oh, yes.
So the onus is on you to make sure you make contact.
All right. Okay.
Great. So congratulations, you're the first winner. You're the first person to actually get something from the good doctor having not given the entire answer.
And it's the very first time that I called the program.
Well, great.
The first thing. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you kindly, my dear.
All right. Thank you. Blessed Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you and likewise to you, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you're listening to The Voice of Barbados, 92.9 FM. It's the final program for this season of the Better Health Radio Show. We'll come back to you in just a second or two, just to remind you it's the Christmas season that we are celebrating. All right, 10 minutes now after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're back with you. We have another question for you. The good doctor is ready to give it to you.
Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, welcome to the Better Health Radio Show. Go ahead and choose a number.
Number 6.
Number 6. Let's see if there's a prize attached to number 6. No.
You might want to turn your radio down just a wee bit, though. I think you can hear...
There's no radio on here.
None whatsoever. I can hear an echo coming back. But go ahead, then. If you say there's no radio on, there's no radio on.
So your question, ma'am, question number 6. What is glaucoma? And name two ways it is treated.
Glaucoma. That's the problem with the blood, glaucoma, where your blood is thicker than it ought to be.
No, that one is not correct. You want to try again quickly?
One last time about it.
Pardon?
No, you're incorrect, so try one more time.
Well, it's like sugar in the blood, I believe. Is that what it is?
No,
I'm sorry. But you do have the opportunity to try again. We have 40 questions, so you can try again.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you kindly. All right, question again, Doc?
Yeah, same question. Good evening. Hello, good evening.
That one has disappeared. Let's try the other one.
Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, so we are going to give you question number 6. What is glaucoma, and name 2 ways that it's treated?
Glaucoma is a problem with the eyes.
Yes, it is. And what's the problem with the eye?
You're not seeing too well.
Yes.
And I guess the way to deal with it is an operation.
That's one of the ways.
Eye drops.
And eye drops. Yeah. Those are the 2 ways, yes. So, very good. Very cheeky answer. Glaucoma is a problem that results as a result, that's as a result of increased pressures in the eye. Sure. And this affects the optic nerve, the nerve that helps you to see, helps to translate those images to the brain. And 2 ways would be to take some eye drops. You can take tablets as well, but mainly eye drops, or there are some surgical procedures. So that is correct. Thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can always call in again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because your question, unfortunately for you, didn't have a prize attached to it. So you
got
to try again.
No, so you have to try again.
All right. Okay, ma'am. Take care. All right, we've got some lines going. Let's see if we can access one of them and say good evening. Hello? Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yes, please. Hi, you hold on. Doc will give you a question, please.
Yes, go ahead and choose a number. We have lots of numbers left.
27.
Question number 27. Someone who has an enlarged prostate may experience several symptoms. Name 3.
The prostate symptoms would be pain in the bladder area.
Okay, I will take that. Two more.
Difficulty excreting.
No, that one is not so much so.
What was it?
So the question is, someone has an enlarged prostate, and by someone we mean a male. Name 3 symptoms that he might experience.
Well, as I said, swelling of the area, prostate pain, inability to excrete his requirements, and I don't know what else.
Okay, well, I'll give you the answer. He might experience frequent urination or the urge to pass water, especially at night, the sensation of not emptying his bladder fully, and when he's finished passing urine, some of the urine trickles down, or he has to rush to get to the bathroom. So those are some of the symptoms of an enlarged prostate.
Okay.
All right.
So in other words, she's not going to give it to you.
we
thank you for trying. Thank you kindly. Okay. All right, ma'am.
Bye.
All right, let's try this one.
Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Good evening.
Yes, please go ahead and choose a number.
Number 11. I hope they have a prize. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately.
I told her last week that it's all about the prizes. She said, what? Yeah, it's all about the prizes.
Question number 11. The first person you will most likely hear when calling for an ambulance is a caller taker, a dispatcher, or a telephone operator?
Telephone operator.
Actually, no, it's a dispatcher.
And she actually gave you the answer. She gave you a
choice.
Yes,
I'm sorry. The answer is dispatcher. But you can try again. Try again.
Yeah. Right, okay. Ma'am.
And let's take this opportunity to say hello to those persons in the emergency ambulance service. We had a wonderful time with Wendy and Sharon.
Yeah, it seems like almost eons ago.
And Mark, yes. Somebody's there, Grayson?
Yes, please.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show. We have prizes to give away, so let's try to get these answers. Go ahead and choose a number. Go ahead. Good evening.
Two.
Question number two. Is there a prize attached to number two? Yes. So this is an easy question, I believe. What do the letters CNCD represent? That's the first part. The second part. What are two lifestyle changes that can be used to manage these diseases? So in order to get the prize, you have to give me the words for the letters and answer the second part of the question. Let me say it one more time. What do the letters CNCD represent, and how can you manage these with two lifestyle changes?
Okay. You're still with us?
CNCD. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know anything.
But that's okay. You can always call back and try another question.
Okay.
All right, ma'am.
Bye.
All right. Since I'm puzzled as well, let's hear this.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, I think it means ear, nose, and throat.
No. C-N-C-D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to give it a try?
No. I pass.
Okay,
sir. Thank you, sir. All right, let's try this one. Let's see if we have some more success. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Yes,
hi, good evening.
Hi. I called to attempt to answer that question.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so CNCD, I believe it stands for chronic non-communicable diseases.
That is correct.
And you treat it with diet and exercise.
Okay, that is absolutely correct. So your prize has also fallen on Ambrosia's Glow. They've given us several prizes. So you also have won a set from Ambrosia's Glow. So off air, you'll give Gredston your information, your name, your telephone number, and your ID number, and we will be in contact with you. Right, you can use my number to call if there's any issue with the prize and so on, but we will get into contact with you. So hold on for Gredston.
Okay then.
All right. So don't hang up. All right. So stand by. We're back with you, Doc. We have another call on the line, I believe. You need to pose a question. Right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, welcome to the show. Go ahead and choose your question.
Number one.
Question number one.
Does it have a prize?
Well, you know what they say, ask and it shall be given. So yes, this one does have a prize attached to it. And it's another letter question. With respect to goal setting, what do the letters S, M, A, R, and T represent?
Mm-hmm. You're still happy you chose number one?
No.
That's okay. We have lots of questions left and lots of prizes, so you can always call back.
Okay.
All right.
She's giving up. All right. Very well. Thank you, ma'am. You take care. Let's try this one and see what happens.
Good evening. Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show. So question one, what do the letters SMAR and T represent with respect to goal setting?
Specific, measurable, achievable, reliable, and timely.
Okay. I will give it to you. The R is realistic. But yes, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. That is absolutely correct. And that was our first show of the year. So you have won one body scrub, compliments of heaven sent. One body scrub, compliments of heaven sent. So stay on the line, give Gerson your information, and we will be getting into contact with you as to how to collect your prize. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas to you and your family and to all the listeners of VOB.
Thank you so very much.
You're most welcome.
Welcome to the Better Health Radio Show.
Good evening.
Yes, please go ahead and choose your question.
Number 20.
Question number 20. Name three things that one should do to keep a person who is having a seizure safe. Three things to do to keep someone who is having a seizure safe. And no, this question doesn't have a prize attached to it.
The seizure is like if they gain a fix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So three things to keep them safe.
I know one thing is put something in their mouth that won't bite up their tongue.
Okay, so even before we go any further, that is one that you should not do.
Oh.
Yes, that's one you should not do. So so the answer to the question would be don't put anything into the person's mouth. So try another two. Think about somebody who's having a seizure. What would you want to do?
Try to keep them awake, but they won't fall into unconsciousness.
No, because you can't control them having a seizure. So take one more try. Try again.
Mm. I'll pass if somebody gets it.
All right, no problem.
Very well.
All right.
Thank you kindly. Let's try this call and see if they can help you, Doc. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. You will want to turn that person on their side.
Yes, that's two.
How many you want?
One more.
You might want to keep their head away from any instruments so they won't bang their head during the, you know.
Yes, keep them safe. Keep them out of danger's way. That is absolutely correct.
So give us the three again, Doc.
So the three would be don't put anything into the person's mouth. Because traditionally Beijing say, you know, you put a spoon in their mouth to stop them from biting.
No, you don't do that.
You don't do that. And you turn them on to their side in case they vomit or anything that they wouldn't choke, and you try to keep them out of danger. Yes, you keep them out of danger. So thank you very much, and do call back again.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Let's try this one. Good evening. Yes, you're on.
Maybe territory.
Oh, keep trying.
You still can go through? Number 14. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yes, this one has a prize attached to it. I want you to name three pandemics that have happened in recent years. Three pandemics that have happened in recent years, recent times, within the last century.
I think SARS and SARS was one.
SARS, okay. Yes, and?
I know this one, COVID.
Correct, absolutely correct.
What was the second one you mentioned?
Spanish flu.
Oh, Spanish flu, okay.
You have influenza. We also had H1N1. Mm-hmm. But you see, you guys are choosing all the praises, all the questions where the Ambrosia's Glow has been allotted. But never mind, it's a wonderful set. So you have won yourself a set from Ambrosia's Glow. And so you just stay on the line and give Gretchen your information, right? You want to give me your ID number, your telephone number, and name. Better Health Radio Show.
Good evening.
Yes, go ahead and choose your number. We have numbers in the 30s. We have two numbers in the 40s. We have single-digit numbers. Go ahead and choose a number.
25.
Question number 25. Let's see. There's no praise attached to that question. But what is a hysterectomy? And name two reasons for having a hysterectomy.
You might have extremely large fibroids.
Okay.
And fear of the uterus.
Good. So what is a hysterectomy?
Well, the hysterectomy is removal of the womb.
Yes. Thank you very much. That was correct. Like Dr. Barker said, you can have a hysterectomy where you remove one or both ovaries and you remove the cervix depending on what the underlying pathology is. But that's absolutely correct.
And you can try again.
Yes, I was obstetric blocked sister.
Oh, okay.
So she really teased you then?
Yes, you know. Well, call back and try a harder question for yourself then.
Okay.
All right.
All right, ma'am. All right, let's try this one. I'll take this one out and say good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Gregson and the doc.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and choose your number, my dear.
Okay, let me see. I think I'll try Lucky 13, 1-3.
1-3. Question number 13. Yes, there is a prize attached to this question here. And name one cause for bleeding in pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. And a man got this one.
Let me see.
Just think about everything that could possibly happen that could cause bleeding. Anything. Just choose one.
A fall.
Sorry, you're making me try.
She wants you to be more specific, so try another answer. See if you can.
If I happen to get a bounce.
All right.
Or a cuff.
which would result in a.
So think about it. What can happen to a pregnancy if it doesn't go well? I'm giving this to you. You don't want this bracer?
Yes, I was. the person could be could bleed.
Right, so I did ask you what's the cause for a bleed. So what could be happening? Your wife or girlfriend comes to you and she says, "Hun, I am noticing some blood coming from the vagina." What would go through your mind? What would you think is happening? Sir, you don't want this prize.
Of course.
Well, guess.
Just hazard a guess then. Hazard a guess.
A period could be coming on.